The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I think we misunderstand the purpose and meaning of Advent. It feels like the church can give the vibe that we're trying to be a Scrooge in the midst of the secular culture's celebration of Christmas being in full swing. People hear that this is a season of waiting, and it's like the church is trying to be some kind of sadist, right? Like putting ice cream in front of a child and say, well, don't eat it, just wait. Why put people through such unnecessary torture, especially when people just want to be in a joyous mood this time of year? The church is not going out of its way to be a buzzkill this time of year, but inviting the faithful not to miss what is in front of them when anticipating what to expect in the future. In our psalm today, we heard the words from the psalmist, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust." Rolf Jacobson reminds us that this psalm is not about a single moment in our lives. It's about the totality of our life lived with God. Advent is about our whole life of faith, the whole life of the church, past, present, and future. Which is why we often say that this is not just about an anticipation for the birth of Christ. It's not just about a birthday party, but also for the second coming of Christ. This is also very much an anticipation of Jesus Christ being our future. And again, we speak of the second coming of Christ differently from how many American evangelical Christians speak about the second coming. It's not gloom and doom. It's a truth that brings us hope. All things will be made new. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. This is good news, not a message of fear. Now, part of the reason why I think people want to jump into a full-on Christmas celebration right away is because there's a lot of gloom and doom around us. And we might be wrestling with things in our own lives, and we just need a little happiness. We just need a little something to lift us up, especially as where we live in the world, and as the days are getting shorter and the weather is getting colder, some warm, happy sentiments are welcomed sooner rather than later. Certainly no harm in that. And when there's no harm in that, the church seems to be a little tone deaf, right? When we seem to come across, like, no, don't go to that happy place just yet. So I can understand why it doesn't make sense for some people. But we can be dismayed in the signs of gloom and doom in our world. We could be weighed down and simply feel trapped. And we need an escape, don't we? And it's healthy to get an escape sometimes. But what Jesus is offering us and what the season of Advent really tries to enunciate for us is that we need to be on guard and attentive to the presence of God in our midst and signs of hope that God is pointing us to in the future. We want to avoid, as people of faith, we want to avoid being distracted. We want to avoid the temptation to be numb through the various ways our world tempts us. Because distractions and ways to be numb are ways to escape reality. And if we do that constantly, that's not healthy. See, as Christians, we're not called to escape the world, but to escape the ways of the world. See the difference? We're not called to escape the world, but escape the ways of the world. We're very much called to be engaged in the world, but we first and foremost, as people of faith, find our hope, rest, and our meaning in Jesus Christ. Willie Duane Francois III, reflecting on Paul Tillich's concept of Jesus being a new being, centers our Christian life in our sense of eternal life being now, that it offers us a resilient capacity to respond to the contradictions, the insecurities, and the problems cascading toward us. Francois says that to follow the carpenter's teachings means to own the work of justice, and that happens right here and right now in the midst of a crumbling world. So this is a life and work that we're called to as Christians, not to escape from the world, but to engage the world with that good news. Francois says that we should be empowered by those words of Jesus that we hear here in Luke's gospel, that Jesus' words will never pass away, and that as people of the way, we must respond to life as if now we are greeting each morning with an unequivocal yes to a vocation of liberation for all. Those words, never pass away, should give us all hope, because that's an assurance that God's word and promise to us, and that God's word and promise to all of creation is forever. Think about the words God made to you at baptism, right? When Jesus says, my words will never pass away, marked with the cross of Christ forever, saying that you are beloved child of God, that is forever. That can never be taken away from you. That's the hope we cling to. That's good news. That liberates us right here and right now. So Francois argues that the legacy of the Jesus movement turns our mutual work to liberate the unprotected from violence, and not only to free those who are oppressed, but to free the oppressors from their own privilege and oppression. And so, you see, the selfishness of some Christians when we're reading apocalyptic literature and these prophecies is only to look out for themselves. Where is the emergency exit for me? They treat the world as if it's just something that's completely like, well, why take care of it? Why care for God's creation? It's only a me and Jesus type of spirituality, which is very toxic and not biblical and simply unchristian. We're called to be engaged in this world, engaged in God's creation, and to share God's good news, not just with those who are oppressed, but also those oppressors. So we must be alert. We must be grounded in prayer so that we can have the strength to endure what can distract and numb us to what's happening around us. Because the mission of the church is first and foremost to proclaim the gospel to all creation. We're to share the liberating news and love of Christ in a way that it points to the hope that we have in the Lord. The hope that we have in the Lord in the present, and that liberating love that will reign supreme in the future. Now this goes back to what the spirit of Advent is really calling us to. The church is not trying to be a buzzkill. The invitation is that we're not just finding ourselves doing things through this season, but we're constantly wanting to distract ourselves, to allow ourselves to be distracted, not just from the pain in the world, but when we're distracted and we're numb, we're also distracted from God's very presence in the world, and we're also distracted from God's very presence in our lives. And Jesus' invitation here is, to be on guard and to be centered in a life of prayer so that we know that God is with us and that we know and can cling to those promises of what is in store for us in the future. The parable that he shares in Luke's gospel today, that fig tree, Jesus says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. The image of the fig tree invites us to be alert. It invites us to be aware of the ways in which God is present in our lives right now. Not just in the world around us, but our own lives. With all that we may be wrestling and struggling with, where is God present right now? What's the fig tree in your life? Where are the leaves sprouting in your life? With all that's going around in the world right now, where are the fig trees? Where are the leaves that you can point to that are sprouting? That's the discipline we're calling ourselves to. It's easy to look at the world around us and say, what's happening? Maybe perhaps because of a false nostalgia, but still wondering, how can I escape? How can I just be numb to the turmoil? And we could do the same thing with our own lives. But if we're too busy, we're always going to be trying to find the escapes. We're always going to try to find ways to be numb. And we're always going to try and find ways to cling to a temporary future. Because there's a difference in having hope for the future that's promised for us in Christ and hope for a future that's temporary. A temporary hope that comes and goes, and then we're back to square one. So again, why we're not trying to be a buzzkill. Christmas decorations are going to go up, but what's going to happen? They're going to come down. Christmas music is being played right now, but what's going to happen? It's going to stop. Christmas trees go up, and what's going to happen? They're going to go to the curb. Nothing wrong with those things if they bring you joy. And they bring me joy and my family joy. Don't get into a gotcha moment if you hear Christmas music coming from the parsonage, right? There's a bigger theme going on here. All that stuff is temporary. We're back to square one. Vacations are a great way to escape, right? Not only that, anticipating a vacation is a good way to escape too. But what happens when the vacation ends? We're back to square one. Those things are good and they're healthy. But if all our hope is invested in that, we're back to where we started. So the season of Advent and the witness and ministry of the church is be grounded first and foremost in our Lord and in the hope and the promises that he offers to us. Be grounded in prayer. That is what's going to sustain you because everything else comes and goes. Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Can we embrace the proclamation of the psalmist? To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. To see where the fig trees that are sprouting leaves in our midst, see where they are. To know that God is with us and that Jesus Christ is our future. And that we can't just be obsessed with all that's crumbling around us or the temporary futures and hope that we have in. But to even look also collectively as a congregation, where are the fig trees in the life of our church right now? Right? Not what we've lost, not what we used to do, not what we should be doing. What are we doing right now? Where are those leaves sprouting? Be on guard. Be alert. Be centered in prayer. So that as a new being and a new creation in Christ, we know of God's presence. We're centered in that. We have hope in that future, which enables us to embody and to share God's liberating love of Jesus to all people. So that all people might hear and see and trust those very words from the one who say, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Thanks be to God. Amen.